Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachalile Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asyatyari Shata Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi
Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I welcome all of you affectionately to this emission of the Compassion Tuesday. For those of you who join us for the first time, we have decided maybe 2 to 3 years ago to dedicate each Tuesday to send good wishes, blessings, and also compassionate prayers into the world. The idea is we want to be part of healing people's anxieties, people's challenges, and so on. It is our great our experience that since we do this and we focus on either certain people or groups of people, the compassionate prayers and meditations, more than anything, do help. They have an effect. I need to say before we start, in case the internet interrupts, we have here in this part of Germany a few challenges with the internet. Don't despair. Don't lose hope. We will come back immediately after the cut to you. Think of it like the very sympathetic power cuts which happen in India. They are only temporary. So today, before we enter the meditation, I would like to tune all of us in to what we have discussed at various other evenings and Compassion Tuesday days, before you can actually have compassion and sustain this feeling of compassion for others. You need to have something else in place. It's almost before you want to run, you have to have some muscles. In the same way, to be compassionate towards others in need of help, and not, for instance, look down on them or be neutral to the sufferings of others. In order to have that strength of compassion, you do need to have empathy. Empathy has two parts. One is sense of what the other goes through. It's almost a physical sense. I think we all have seen this when we looked at someone doing sports, jumping for instance, and then landing and just twisting their ankle. We all feel at that time an almost physical sensation in our own ankle. Or when we see somewhere that violence is committed and there is a victim of violence, we almost tense up. That is one part of the empathy. You feel for the other person. You're no longer neutral in all ways. You are entering into their world. And then the second part of empathy is you can more conceptualize or understand with your intelligence what they are going through. I always see this when you want to be with people and help them walk through a situation so that they come out of it and are satisfied with their decisions. You need to have these two parts. You need to feel the complexity, the indecision, the overwhelming situation, And then you need to also understand it so that you can really do something and say something which is for the betterment of someone. Why should we have empathy and compassion? My dear friends, my dear doubters even, whenever you leave your own little self-constructed world and you can come out of this and be with another person, it's a victory over your own ego. It is good for you. It is good for your spiritual maturity. It is very good for your growth. It's almost like being released from central prison. When you have compassion, you are no longer suffering from the greatest problem which we all suffer from, the false ego and the attachments to one's own perspective. Compassion for me is entering vastness and brings me very close to the bona fide spiritual feelings. I would like to now give you a practical example of compassion that has always touched me very much. In India, there is a very, very dear place of pilgrimage. It is a very potent holy place. It's called Vrindavan Dham. It happens to be my favorite place where I go when I'm not in the West to refill my own spiritual batteries. Now, in Vrindavan, there's a very amazing little place. It's called Pakshistan, the place of the birds. The way this place got its name is a true glorification of compassion. There was once a monk who would spend most of his time in deep meditations which involved him giving up his old identification and old identity and adopting a spiritual form in his meditation, in which he would go and have contact with the divine. So he was every day doing this. He started early in the morning, at 2 o'clock in the morning. He would meditate up till around 1 o'clock at noon. Then he would come out of his little, I think he would call it a cell, a little building, which is just 1 meter 50 times 1 meter 50 or 2 meters times 2 meters. And he would go in the village and beg his food from those kind people who would take care of the monks. After he had done this, he would eat, and then he would again meditate till late in the night. One evening, the goddess of devotion appeared before him. Srimati Radharani told him, you will not make any more progress if you continue like this. You have to do something for the welfare of others. Don't just meditate for your own benefit. Act compassionately towards the birds of Vrindavan, who are here living with you in the same place, but who lack a good supply of foodstuff. So the monk thought, well, I'm so poor, and there are thousands, millions of birds. How will I feed them all? He waited until 1 o'clock. He left his hut at 1 o'clock, and he saw, leaning on the wall, 3 big bags of seeds, just the type of seeds which birds appreciate. And on top of the 3 bags, he saw 4 flatbreads, or chapatis as they are called there. It was what he would eat each day, his ratio. Wow, he thought, that was a sign. So he began to feed the birds. First, 50 birds came, then through bird Twitter, the news spread, and more birds came until huge amounts of birds came. The 3 big bags of seeds were quickly exhausted. They were quickly gone. And so he thought, how will I continue this? First he thought to stop it. But then empathy came. He felt these birds are without regular supply. The city and town has spread. There are not many opportunities any longer for them to eat. I should do something to alleviate their hunger. So whenever he went out on his rounds to beg for his own chapatis, his own bread, he would tell the people, by the way, the birds are also there. The birds are also hungry. And I see it as my responsibility to take care of them. My dear listeners, as I said to you, there's now this place there, Pakshistan, the place of the birds. Not a day has gone by where from this simple mood of compassion, the simple act of compassion which came due to divine grace into the mind of this monk, not a single day has gone by where the birds of Vrindavan are not fed. Even now there are big amounts of birds coming and eating in Pakshistan. As you think about this example of the monk, please consider the 2 points. He was told, you can't advance beyond this point if you don't become compassionate and do something for the welfare of others, even if they are birds. This was the first principle which we can extract. You need for your spiritual progress not only thinking of me, mine, but you have to ask yourself each single day, what have I done for the benefit of others? The second point is, if you act compassionately, if you try to give and not to only take, somehow you are connected with a universal support system. Somehow the universe rushes to your help so that you can give. But you need to put the switch around. I call it the compassionate switch needs to be activated in our heart. And then, yes, you make spiritual advancement way beyond your hopes, and also you are given the opportunity, the supplies, the support that is necessary to be compassionate. This may be an inner strength which you require, or it may be may manifest in just things like seeds or bread or whatever you wish to distribute. When this became clear to me, my spiritual life went to the next level. And I request all of you to think about compassionate thoughts, compassionate speech, and compassionate acts in your life. And we have now the opportunity. We will start our compassion meditation. I need to also say to you, after we have done the meditation, we will sing again. We are very fortunate. Today we have a medanga drum player with us that was missing during the other kirtans, but now we are complete. We will do our compassionate meditation and then go seamlessly into a kirtan. And we request all of you to participate both in the meditation as well as in the kirtan. Good. I request all of you to make yourself comfortable in your seat. Whether you sit on a chair or on the floor, it is both fine as long as you sit in an upright position. Please place your hands on your knees, palms facing upwards. We will be soon sending out well wishes. Some of us might even wish to pray. It will be a compassionate act. Though for this I request you to reduce all tensions in the mind and in the body. Let's start with the body. Relax your legs. You can just entrust your legs to the feeling of weight. Feel the weight. And then you relax. Please relax the bottom and your upper body with all the organs inside. Feel these parts of the body and then surrender them, let them go into the feeling of weight. Now the shoulders and arms and hands relax. Your neck and your face, please relax. Stay in that erect position, and although you relax, stay incredibly alert in your mind. If you have not done so already, kindly close your eyes now. And let us do a few deep breaths. Whenever you exhale, exhale a little bit more. Go a little bit more over the edge. This will deepen your breath. Deep and relaxing breaths, please. Now, please return to your natural breathing rhythm. As you breathe in, focus on your heart space. And as you breathe out, relax a little bit more. On each inhale, when it naturally comes, imagine you are inhaling into your heart. You're breathing into your heart. The wisdom traditions inform us that it is here in the heart where the self resides and the Supreme Self. That self is full of inner knowing. It is full of boundless joy. It is part of God. Now, invite into your awareness people for whom you wish to do this compassion meditation. It could be someone who's very close to you. It could be a group of people even. Let the images of the people you wish to send your good wishes to naturally arise in your heart. Just like me, people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, people of the world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, people have known sadness, confusion, loneliness, and even despair. Just like me, other people are only trying to fulfill their needs. And just like me, others are learning about life. Remain in this space and send now your own good wishes, prayers, blessings to those people whom you wish to send compassion. We will now slowly and gently from this place enter to the kirtan.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna.
Please sing
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Everybody please
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
And one more time, every one of you.
Hare Krishna.
Participating. I must say that while giving these compassionate meditations, I cannot see you. I see only the camera before me, but I can sense you. I can sense an atmosphere that feels light, an atmosphere that feels tender, an atmosphere that feels loving. Compassion is that one quality which can open our hearts to have these type of emotions. And it does also, when practiced consciously over some time, change the character. It changes the neural wiring up here, the pathways. They will fire differently. and you will react in a more mature way. You will be a human being, a person who is supporting others, whose very presence, even if you don't speak, will bring out the better qualities in others. In this way, compassion is a highly social engagement, in that it transforms you and the people around you. And we all know when people start doing the same things or similar things or develop qualities that are alike, then real changes can take place. For me, change starts always in a seed form in my own heart. From there it grows and grows into a tree of change, with branches reaching outwards, giving fruits to many. And in this way, compassion is something very, very effective on an individual and on a collective level. But it needs to be learned, like anything in life. It needs to be established firmly into our consciousness. And therefore, I invite you to join us again and again, whenever it's possible for you, for Compassion Tuesday. See some of you next week. Same time, same place. All the best.